You came and you brought your dog. She had a dog.
A crowded apartment fills up even more.
The two of you idiots did not have your dog neutered or spayed. The two dogs got together.
Then a puppy problem.
Why hadn't your dog been spayed?
Breeds bad feelings.
Why didn't you ever tell me either?
You knew she wasn't spayed.
I had no idea.
And then you say you had an argument and she kicked you out of the house.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Jeanette Plesnik is suing her former friend, Cassandra Lipsey, for the return or value of a puppy, hotel fees, and boarding fees.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 10 on the calendar in the matter, Plesnik versus Lipsey.
Thank you, Bert.
You're welcome, Judge. Party's been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Let me understand this, Ms. Plesnik. You needed a place to live, and Ms. Lipsey was a friend of yours. She allowed you to move into her apartment.
Correct.
For free.
No. I paid her rent.
You paid me.
I paid her.
Sure, don't. If you interrupt her, you're gone.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Initially, I paid her $100 a month. Initially, I asked her two times to have it in writing.
Listen to me carefully. You lived there with her for free. If you say you paid her $100 a month, that's like living there for free.
I was only there four days a week.
Listen to me.
I wasn't living there all the time. I was staying in her daughter's room.
Listen to me. I don't care. You needed a place. You were living at her place. You came and you brought your dog. She had a dog. How old was your dog when you brought the dog
there? 6 months old.
And how old was your dog?
5 years old.
And the two of you idiots did not have your dog neutered or spayed. So you brought a 6-month-old male puppy into a house with a 5-year-old unspayed female dog.
It was never discussed.
I'm not talking to you. This is not a question. This is a statement. And what happened was, according to what I read in these papers, the two dogs got together. Mm-hmm. You didn't plan on them getting together. She didn't plan on them getting together. They got together, and there was a litter of puppies, mixed breed puppies, because mm-hmm. your dogs are not of the same breed. You have
a husky.
And you have
a pit bull.
So now we have a litter of mongrel puppies, mm-hmm. and unexpectedly, and they are born on what date?
January 20th.
January 20th.
And the two of you, I don't know what the preliminary discussions were. Were you happy to be parents? Were you not happy to be parents or grandparents? I don't care. The case is about this. You think she owes you for a puppy because she either sold or gave away all the puppies, and according to you, had an agreement that you could keep one of the puppies. You had no agreement for a stud fee. Don't shake your head, it's annoying.
Sorry.
You had no agreement for a stud fee because you didn't intend to have a litter of puppies. So at best, what you're alleging is she told you sometimes after this marriage was consummated that you could have a puppy. And then she said you couldn't have a puppy and you want the value of this mixed breed puppy. Okay, that's part of it. And then you say you had an argument and she kicked you out of the house, and so you want her to pay your hotel bill and boarding fees. I assume boarding fees because you had to put your dog in some sort of a kennel until you found a place to live.
Well, my apartment was ready within 2 days.
She's not your mother. She's not somebody who's responsible for you. You're a big girl. If you had a fight with somebody who let you live with her for nothing because she liked you, and you had a fight with her and she told you to leave, that's what you have to do. So the only issue that I'm entertaining on your part is the question of whether or not she owes you a puppy or the value thereof. Now I've laid out the case because I didn't want to have to hear it from both of you. So tell me, on what date did you make this contract for the puppy?
It wasn't a contract. It was verbal.
Oh, that's easy. Perfect. Perfect. If it wasn't a contract.
Exactly.
If it wasn't a contract, I don't have to hear you, which is perfect, because I have 10 other cases
to do
today.
Well, then why does she get to keep all the puppies, though? Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why is a crooked letter? That's what my mother used to say. I'd say, why? And she would say, why is a crooked letter? Listen, let me tell you what I do. I'm a judge. I rule on questions of negligence. I rule on questions of contract. I rule on questions of custody when I sat in family court, visitation, child abuse, neglect, not Why should she get to keep all the puppies? That's not what I do. If you want to do that, then you go to Dr. Phil and you say, psychologically, it's not the right thing. I should be able to keep one. She should be able to... What you're telling me is there was no contract.
She made a verbal agreement.
No, I never agreed.
Just listen to me. Just a second. Ms. Plesnik, there isn't a difference between a verbal contract in the law and a contract that's in writing, but there has to be a contract. Now, I know what the terms are that have to be considered in order to validate a verbal contract. So I want you to tell me, if you bother me again, outside, do you understand? Perfect. I want you to tell me the date on which you and the defendant made a verbal contract, what you said to her and what she said to you.
I have text messages where she told me she was giving me a puppy.
Listen to me. If you have text messages, I'll see them.
Okay.
If you want to tell me what she said to you and when she said it to you, I will listen to you. And then you'll find the text messages. Take your choice.
She said that she was
Tell me when.
There was multiple discussions about how people wanted the puppies and she wasn't sure if she was going to keep one or not through the whole time, like if she was pregnant.
I'm not sure whether she was going to keep one or not. I'm talking
about
you.
Well, that was
you.
What she was depending upon, giving me one and selling the other ones. So she said, I will let you know. That's what she said to me. I will let you know. I've promised several people a puppy and I'm not sure if I'm keeping one too. So she kept leading me to believe that she was going to give me one of the puppies.
Oh, just a second. That's not a contract.
No, I told you it wasn't.
Just a second. That's not a contract. A contract is, we have this accidental coupling. I'm going to give you a puppy from the coupling because if we had discussed it first and we decided to do this, what I would do is either give you a stud fee or let you keep a puppy. That's what people do when they breed purebred animals. You get a stud fee if you do it contractually with some thought. When two idiots let two unneutered animals together and one is in heat, then they don't usually have a discussion beforehand. The discussion that you had just told me about is not a contract. Now, if you say that she later, at some point, made a contract with you and said, I will give you a puppy, there also has to be another part of that contract, which is consideration. Put your hand down. You're annoying me. So if you want to look and find a text message, I'll wait for you.
You okay. Want me to read it?
Yes.
Okay. I think, this is Cassandra, I think they're all spoken for. I have three people in line for the one girl. Dylan's barber offered $1,000 for her, but I'll let you know what's going on. I can't imagine that's a real offer, LOL, and that's assuming we don't keep one. Well, I'd really like to give one to my dad. I would keep one if I could, but you know that's not possible. Without coming across as being it's one of Bully's babies, and I'd love to keep her in the family. I understand where you're coming from, but I've also been talking to these people for weeks. I'll see what happens and let you know.
That's not a contract.
No, but she told me she was going to give me a puppy.
No, she didn't tell you she was going to give you a puppy. That's very clear. Couldn't be clearer. Okay, so you have no case. Now, let's get to your counterclaim. Your counterclaim is for the vet bills.
And harassment.
I don't care about the harassment. Your counterclaim is for the vet bills.
Okay.
Her boyfriend harassed me. Her boyfriend harassed me in my face.
You see the way I told her to be quiet?
Sorry.
Had your dog ever had a litter of puppies?
No.
Your dog was 5 years old?
Yes.
Why hadn't your dog been spayed?
When I got her...
I'm just curious. It has nothing...
It's a fair question. When I got her, I did consider breeding her with a friend who had a husky. I did some research into it, decided it was a lot of work and a financial expense that I could not afford. And then I got divorced and I could not afford to have her spayed. Yes. So she...
Oh, my God.
Stupid.
It was stupid, yes.
Okay, fine.
Absolutely,
it was stupid.
But that's why she had never been spayed.
It was stupid.
Why didn't you ever tell me either that
you
she
knew
wasn't
she
spayed?
Wasn't spayed?
I had no idea.
You absolutely knew.
The
requirement of
dismissed.
Her living with me okay. was that
her
she
claim has
her
already
crated.
Been dismissed.
No problem.
Show them the door. Yeah, thank you.
As far as our excuse, you may step out.
She never communicated to me anything, any resentment for me staying there, nothing.
She was living with me because she didn't have any place to live.
When you're an adult, you use your words. Didn't happen.
I cannot believe I trusted her and thought she was my friend.
He came rushing up to me in my face and was telling me that my dog raped her dog.
She was living with me because she didn't have any place to live.
Just keep moving.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Sadek versus Headley. Step forward.
Ahmad Sadek is suing handyman Charles Headley for the return of money he paid him to paint the interior of his home.
Mr. Sadek, you hired the defendant to do some painting work in your house?
Correct.
On what date did you hire him?
On March 4th, 2018.
How did you find him?
I found him through a Nextdoor app. It's a community app where he was referred by a couple of people on the app. So I contacted
him. Online?
Yes, ma'am.
Just for my own information, there's an app. People write nice reviews about somebody.
Correct.
And from that, you type in the app and you say home painting.
General contractor.
General contractor.
Yes, Your Honor.
But you don't, in fact, go and check out the source of that. So somebody could have their sister, brother, aunt, uncle, mini, children, pet poodle, whomever, write a glowing report about a particular person. And if you're looking on that app, you don't know who wrote it.
Absolutely correct, Your Honor. Mm.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
On here, what's the scope? He's going to pay you $3,000. For what?
For painting.
No.
Drywall.
Just a second.
There's another paper that should have been with that, ma'am.
There isn't one, Your Honor.
Well, I mean, you signed it, then you're a fool.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Ahmad Sadek says handyman Charles Headley never completed painting the interior of his home.
All right, when was he supposed to start the job?
On March 12th.
Did you have a written contract?
Yes, Your Honor.
May I take a look at it? Do you have your copy of the contract?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
I'd like to take a look at it. Because there's some crossing out here. I want to make sure it's both the same. Okay, so $1,500 down, $1,500 on completion. What's your first name?
Charles.
Why don't you write your last name here?
I signed it on the bottom of that contract, ma'am.
Well, who can understand the handwriting? Bubba's Handyman by Charles.
Yes.
And who prepared this contract?
That is a generic contract that we use.
Well, that's ridiculous. Would you explain to me what the scope of the work is?
Yeah, the scope of work is...
No. On here, what's the scope? Well, he's going to pay you $3,000. For what? Where does it show me? This is your contract. Where does it show me in this contract what you were going to get paid $3,000 for?
Yeah, for painting.
No.
Drywall.
Just a second.
There's another paper that should have been with that, ma'am.
There isn't one, Your Honor. Doesn't exist.
Shh. Well, I mean, you signed it, then you're a fool. When you signed a contract, then you don't appear to be a foolish man to me. You appear to be an intelligent man. Why would you sign a contract that didn't tell you what the work was, unless I didn't read it? He was supposed to sell it to provide the materials, such materials and labor to be provided to the customer for the performance of the work specified in writing in an SOW, which I assume, look, scope of work.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous contract. It was ridiculous for you to give him. For somebody who's been in business, you say, I've been in business 19 years, I never had a problem. And it's ridiculous for an intelligent person to sign, to give somebody $1,500 and not... What if he said, $1,500, I'm going to write Charles on your door? That's the scope of work. Charles and a big heart.
I agree. Ma'am, we had went over the scope with him of what we was going
to
do.
Miss Charles, listen to me very carefully. You're the businessman.
Yes, ma'am.
You can't tell me, if you're in business and you've been in business for 19 years, according to your answer, this is a signed contract signed by you and the plaintiff. Nothing outside the four corners of this contract is relevant unless it is signed and executed in the same form as this document, unless you have a signed scope of work, which I assume is what SOW means, S-O-W.
Yes, ma'am.
Show me the SOW.
I don't have that with me.
Well, you're the businessman. You're supposed to have the SOW. You refer to it in this document. So whatever is outside that is called parole evidence. It's inadmissible to tell me what the scope of work was. Do you understand?
Yes.
Fix it if you plan on being in business anymore.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Where were you on the 15th?
Ma'am, I told him before...
Just a second.
But I told him before when we executed this contract that I had health issues. Ma'am, also, when we moved the furniture...
Stop talking!
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Ahmad Sadiq says handyman Charles Hedley never completed painting the interior of his home.
This is what the case is about. You hired him to do painting. You claim he didn't do the job.
Correct.
You want your deposit back.
Yes.
Your Honor,
his problem. His problem.
Your Honor, I have pictures of the work that I have done.
Listen to me, sir. I'm not on your side yet. How many rooms was he supposed to paint?
The whole first floor, the hallway going to the second floor, sunroom. I installed trim on the sunroom.
He was supposed to start the work on March 12th.
Yes, Your Honor.
Did he arrive on March 12th?
No, Your Honor.
Did he arrive on March 13th?
No, Your Honor.
Did he arrive on March 14th?
Yes, after I had asked him.
And you had given him $1,500?
Yes.
And how long was the job supposed to take?
2 weeks, Your Honor.
When he arrived on March 14th, did he work?
Barely. Yes.
What did he do on March 14th?
Made a mess out of the whole house.
What did he do?
He removed all the living room furniture into the dining room, making the dining room and kitchen unlivable.
Just a second.
Yes.
You got where I'm going?
Yes.
I have other things to do. He moved all the furniture so that he could start to paint. What else did he do?
He started cutting trim work for the sunroom.
Explain that to those of us who were untutored in what trim work is.
Baseboard for the sunroom. It needed woodwork.
What else?
Removed all the face plates off the wall.
Okay, you have to do that. What else?
That was it.
That was on the 14th.
Correct.
What about the 15th?
The 15th, he did not show up. Only his partner, Paul, showed up.
Where were you on the 15th?
Ma'am, I had...
Where were you?
Ma'am, I told him before...
Just a second.
But I told him before when we executed this contract that I had health issues. This man knew this. That's why in the contract it stated that March the 23rd, 2018, this job would be completed. Ma'am, also, when we moved the furniture...
Stop talking! I would like you to show me anywhere in this contract where it says that the work will be completed by March 18th.
I did not say March 18th, ma'am.
Well, what date did you
say? March 23rd. It's right on the bottom. Completion date, 2018.
What does it mean, guarantee work till you move out?
I was planning on that's a possibility to sell the house, and one of his guarantees is if any damage happens to the house since I have two big dogs before the sale, he'll come and fix it again. For free.
Guarantee work till you move out.
That if the dogs chewed up any of the trim along the wall or anything like that, ma'am, if they damaged it, because told me he was selling
Charles,
his home.
Pay attention. Now, did you give him any more money other than the $1,500? That's either a yes or a no.
No.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by...
I want you to show me photographs of what you completed in the house. Don't say anything. Say nothing. Just show me. Is this work completed?
No, ma'am, because Mr. Sadek had started that prior. That's why he had us come in. He had laid that floor and improperly installed it. And my partner started, we had to build out the trim on the wall, Your Honor, to cover up the gaps.
I just want to know how many walls did you paint? I don't see any pictures of painted walls.
Well, I had to do the nail pops in the, we started in, a young lady that works for me started upstairs painting.
I just want you to show me pictures of what painting work you did.
Right there, Your Honor. He tried to cover up the black mold, which is a health issue.
Just a second. You were supposed to paint the entire first
floor. Yeah, you have to prep it first.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. We're finished. Thank you.
But, Your Honor, you didn't even hear it all the way out.
I heard it.
Yeah, because of the countersuit of what he done.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Well, it is what it is.
How quick it was just shows how much of a scam artist he is.
He kept the tools, and then he threatened us that if we was going to come there, he would do bodily harm.
Give me my money, get your tools, and let's get this done, and he wouldn't agree to that.
He wants to cover it up because he didn't want to incur the additional cost.
Don't do my mistake.
I mean, he's a scam artist. That's the bottom line.
Trusting somebody's word. Put it on the contract.